SBS Unclipped with Grace Brown.
Monday, March 10.
The favourites may have won Strada Bianchi, but that didn't make the racing predictable. In the men's race, Tom Pidcock wasn't afraid to take the fight to Tadej Pogacar. That's something we hope to see more of this year. Less long solo breakaways, please. The duo went away with 80 kilometres to go, riding well together. Maybe too well, though. Until that moment where Pogacar misjudged a downhill corner, maybe caught some loose gravel and went down hard, cartwheeling into a ditch. In Pidcock's post-race interview, he mentioned he'd been leaving a gap behind Pog because he felt he'd been hitting the corners too hard. That's crazy from Pidcock, who we know is a demon on the descent. With Pog pulling debris from his helmet, Pidcock pressed on, but then hesitated, sitting up to wait. Why? Not sure I would have done that. It's always heartwarming to see respect and good sportsmanship, but it was Tadej's own fault that he crashed, and that was Pidcock's moment to leverage. After benefiting off Pidcock's help, Pogacar did what he does best, attacking on Sector 15 and riding away to victory. Pidcock settled for second, with Tim Willens rounding out the podium. The women's race was more about attrition than explosive attacks. No grand breakaways, just a steady whittling down of the group until the strongest remained. In the end, it was Demi Vollering and Anna van der Breggen on the brutal climb into Siena's Piazza del Campo. Vollering had the final impressive kick to take the win. Van der Breggen's form is looking incredible, but she just doesn't have that finishing punch yet. Their battle over this season is going to be fascinating. Meanwhile, Pauline Ferrand-Prévot delivered a stunning ride to take third. If her goal of contending the Tour de France femme seemed a little ambitious before, this performance suggests it might not be so far-fetched, especially considering it's only her second road race back since leaving mountain biking. There was a fair bit of gravel, I must say, though. Overnight in France, the race to the sun got underway. Stage one finished in a sprint with Tim Merlier taking the win. For the overall victory, it's hard to go past Jonas Vingegaard, but I'd like to see a good challenge from João Almeida. There were plenty of exciting showings over the weekend, proving again that the season ahead is going to keep us on the edge of our seats.